Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that is the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. We are a healing self-growth community, all looking to become the best versions of ourselves and heal together. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another week. I really hope that this week is starting off amazing for you guys. And if it's not, it is about to get amazing. It is I Missed Me Monday. Welcome back, besties. I missed you. Get started, don't forget that by rating the podcast either on Apple or Spotify and taking a screenshot of your rating, you can DM it to I Miss Me Podcast via Instagram. All you have to do is rate the podcast, take a screenshot, DM the screenshot, and as soon as you DM it, you're gonna receive a free downloadable PDF guide on how to build healthy habits. It is a free link that you're gonna receive as soon as you send a screenshot of your rating. With all of that being said, welcome to today's episode. Today's episode is a very different one. It is a new concept that I recently learned and that I want you guys to learn as well, because it is really going to help you be better in your relationships and therefore find better and build better and healthier relationships. And it is a concept called interdependence. It is not dependence. It is not independence. It is interdependence. And before I explain to you guys why this concept is so important to learn, let's start off by understanding this concept and then we can go from there. So let's say that there is a tree and there is an apple on a tree, and there's you and there's your partner or your friend or anybody that you have a relationship with, and you are both trying to get the apple. Now, the apple is very high on the tree. Therefore, you need a ladder to climb up, and you also need scissors to cut the apple because for some reason it is very hard to get. You have to pull a little hard and it is hard to pull an apple when you're on a ladder. And so for some reason you need scissors as well. Now, let's say that you have the ladder and the other person has the scissors. Again, you're both trying to get the apple. Independence means I have my ladder, you have your scissors. Somehow, with my ladder and without your scissors, I'm gonna try to climb up and get the apple by myself. And somehow, with your scissors, try to climb that tree and cut the apple with your scissors. Now, I cannot get the apple without the scissors, even though I have the ladder, and you cannot climb up the tree without a ladder, even though you have the scissors to cut it. That is independence, thinking that I am okay with whatever I have, you're okay with whatever you have, and somehow, even though we both want the same goal, we can try to figure it out individually ourselves. That is independence. Now, dependence means I don't have a ladder, and I know you don't have it either, but please try to figure out how to get a ladder, because I depend on you for us to get that apple. Again, I know you don't have a ladder, but I depend on you, so please try to get the apple somehow. Or vice versa, I don't have the scissors, but you're still trying to get the apple, so you're gonna rely on me to figure out how to climb up the ladder and get the apple because you need it. That is dependence. Not knowing what you have, and because you don't know what you have, you rely on the other person to somehow figure out with what they have to get what you want. The reason why I'm bringing this concept to the table, and the reason why I'm introducing this concept to you guys today, and we're talking about interdependence, is because sometimes we make the mistake of thinking and getting into relationships thinking that we have to be either extremely independent so that we don't lose ourselves, or extremely dependent so that we can fully enjoy the relationship and the person. They're both wrong, and they're both really going to hurt your relationship, regardless if it's a friendship, a romantic relationship, or again, whatever relationship you're trying to build, because relationships require reciprocity, and reciprocity will only come when there's interdependence. Now, again, interdependence is a mix of both. Interdependence means I have a ladder, you have your scissors. We're gonna combine them both, knowing that if we work together, we can get an apple. And when we get the apple, we're gonna cut it in half. We're gonna eat half, and I'm gonna eat half. We both got to enjoy the apple using both of the tools that we had. That is what interdependence means, and that is the only way healthy relationships are gonna be formed. Knowing that what you bring to the table is just as helpful and useful as the things I bring to the table, and we need both for the relationship to work. There are many reasons, and I'm about to give you a list of 5 reasons as to why interdependence is so important. And the reason why it is so important to learn this concept before getting into any relationship is so that you understand to look for people and to only settle for people in relationships that also see relationships from this perspective and understand this concept. If you are an independent person willing to become interdependent in a relationship for a relationship to work, but you meet a dependent person that is not willing to work as a team, or a very, very independent person that feels like they don't need you for their relationship to work, then their relationship is not going to work. That is one of the main reasons as to why I'm making today's episode, for you guys to understand the importance of interdependence and only settle and look for people that understand this concept as well, so that you guys can make a relationship work as a team and not as two individuals living separate lives, or two individuals trying to live one life and one life only. Number one, interdependence is a perfect balance of independence and connection, which means that getting to know myself is as important as getting to know you, because maybe through you, I learn about myself. I've always said that all throughout the podcast that relationships are spiritual assignments for personal growth. And every single person that walks into your life is teaching you something about yourself, which means that, of course, you have to learn how to get to know yourself individually, but people can also teach you a lot about yourself. You have to be open enough to see it for you to actually learn and for you to actually grow with and from that person and in the relationship. So reason number one why interdependence is so important, because you understand that getting to know yourself is just as important as getting to know the other person, and vice versa, and it is the perfect balance between independence and connection. You understand that in a relationship, and for a relationship to work out, you have to care about yourself. You also have to care about the other person. You have to care about the relationship that you have with yourself, but you also have to care about the relationship itself. And as much as you try to connect with yourself, try to connect with the other person as well. And again, they're both as important. You cannot try to connect with yourself and forget about the connection with the other person. And you cannot be so invested in the connection with the other person that you forget about connecting with yourself. That is the concept of interdependence, having a balance between the connection with the person and the connection with yourself. Reason number two why interdependence and looking for an interdependent relationship is so important is because there is going to be mutual support. You're not going to have to be worried about whether your goals are going to separate you or whether you're being supported with the things that you want to do, because you're going to find someone that also has their goals and that understands that your goals individually are very important, but you can also form goals together, and that having different goals and having different paths doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship can't work out. Again, if you find someone that understands the concept of interdependence, they are going to support your goals because they understand that your goals individually and personally are very important, just like theirs is. is. And the point of relationships is to find people that inspire your growth and support your growth. Those are the only two people that you should look for when it comes to looking for relationships. And in an interdependent relationship, you get both. You get inspiration, you get admiration, and you get support. Reason number three as to why interdependence is so important: you are going to be able to establish healthy boundaries without feeling like you're too much, or you're asking for too much, or the person is gonna let you go and leave your life just because you're establishing things that you need and want in order to feel important. When you find someone that is willing to work as a team, and again, I'm talking about relationships in general, friendships and romantic relationships, when you find people that know themselves and respect their individuality and independence, but are also willing to work as a team for their relationship to work, you are both going to be able to establish healthy boundaries, respect each other's boundaries, and not disrespect them because you understand how important they are to you both individually. When you find someone that respects themselves, they are going to know how to respect you because they know how much they don't like to be disrespected, so they're not going to disrespect you, and vice versa. And this is why it's so important to find people that are looking to grow as much as you are, because you know how good it feels to be respected, you know how good it feels to be at peace, therefore you're going to try to make the other person feel respected and at peace because you know how good it feels, and vice versa, they're gonna try to do the same because they understand the concept of peace, respect, and love as well as you do. This is why it is so important to find people that are aligned with you and that are in the same page and are looking to work as a team and not as two individuals. You're going to be able to establish healthy boundaries without feeling like you're stepping on each other's toes or you're being
besties. If you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I don't know about you, besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
disrespectful or you're asking for too much. Conflict resolution and the way that you handle things and the way that you openly communicate about things is going to be completely different, because when you build a relationship with someone that is willing to work as a team and understand that your perspective is just as important as their perspective and vice versa, you understand that their perspective is just as important as yours, you learn how to put your ego down and see a conflict as the conflict and not identify the person as the conflict. The conflict is the conflict. The person is not the conflict. You are not the conflict, and you are working together to solve the conflict itself. You are not against them and they are not against you. It is you both against the conflict, and that is what interdependence means. There is an apple in that tree. It is not your fault that the apple is in that tree. It is not your fault that you don't have a ladder. It is not your fault, and I'm not going to blame it to you, that you're not tall enough to get it, or that you didn't bring a ladder to get it, or why is that apple so high, and vice versa. They're not going to attack you for not having scissors. They're not going to attack you for also wanting the apple. You're not going to pick each other apart, but you're going to be like, okay, the problem is the fact that that apple is very high, and if we both want to eat the apple, we both have to make it work. It's not your fault. It is not my fault. The point is that the apple is up there and we have to take it down. But again, you're seeing the conflict from an outside perspective and not attacking each other for what do you bring to the table or what do I bring to the table. No, the point is that we both want the apple. How can we make it work so that we take the apple down? I use my ladder, you use your scissors, and at the end of the day, we don't waste time fighting, picking each other apart as to why do you not have a ladder or why do I not have scissors, and instead we just work together with what we have to get the apple down and get to eat the apple together. Then it is not really a conflict or a problem. It was just a situation that we both had to solve, and we worked together as a team. It brought us closer and we both got to eat the apple. Same thing happens with conflicts in relationships. It is not your fault. It is not my fault. It is a conflict, and we have to fix it if we want to make the relationship work. And it is not worth picking each other apart and destroying each other and making each other feel bad about each other, or who can attack the other one better and who can make the other one feel worse about themselves, because we're a team, and why would I want to hurt my teammate? But the conflict's still there. There's still something to be solved. But again, it is us against the problem and not the problem separating us and putting us against each other. Now, in order to find healthy people, first step is to build a healthy relationship with yourself, because we attract what we are, not what we want. And if you want a healthy person, as much as you might want them, if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, you're not going to find them. And even if you find them, you're not going to know how to keep them. An interdependent relationship is a healthy relationship. And if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, even if you find it, you're going to fall back into dependent habits or very independent habits, depending on what your attachment style is and your traumas and the things that you've been through. But again, if you want to find a healthy relationship and if you want to find healthy people, you have to have a healthy relationship with yourself. Three steps to build a relationship with yourself. Number one, understand your needs and your boundaries. If I want a healthy relationship, what would I need to feel safe, to feel heard, to feel respected, and to feel understood? I want someone that listens to me. I want someone that doesn't challenge me, that doesn't make me feel bad about myself. Like, what are your boundaries and what are your needs? What do you need to receive in order to feel loved? Understand how you feel loved so that you know what to look for, who to look for, and what to accept. If you don't know yourself, you're going to accept anything. And if you accept anything, maybe you will accept things that you don't necessarily align with or that don't necessarily make you feel special. But again, you didn't know yourself, so you didn't really know any better. Number two, find trust in yourself. And this one is probably one of the hardest ones. Sometimes the reason why we try to control people so much and why we become so dependent is because we feel like if we don't control them, they're going to hurt us. They're going to cheat on us. We're going to feel jealousy, or they're going to do things that we don't necessarily like, and ultimately, if they do something I don't like, I'm gonna be hurt, and I don't want to be hurt. So our subconscious mind tries to control people and relationships, not in a selfish way or not in a toxic way, but in a way where we are subconsciously protecting us from suffering. Now, it is impossible to control people, and it is impossible to make people do whatever it is that we want them to do, but it is very much possible and necessary to build a stable, trustworthy relationship with yourself where you know that that you're gonna leave if you're disrespected. And where you know that even if you're disrespected, it doesn't mean that you are not worthy. Example, someone cheats on you and you're immediately gonna think, I'm not enough, it was my fault, I could have done this better. However, if you have a trust, stable relationship with yourself and you know your worth, you're gonna understand that it has absolutely nothing to do with you and that your value as a person doesn't decrease because that person decided to leave you for another. It just means that they don't know themselves, they don't know what they want, and they wanted to explore something else to fulfill a hole that it was not your responsibility to fulfill anyways. But again, the only way you're gonna be able to fully trust someone starting a relationship or a friendship or, again, whatever relationship you're trying to build is if you trust yourself. Because even if they do things to break your trust, you have so much trust in yourself that when they do something that doesn't align with what you want or break your trust, you're going to leave. And that is exactly why it is so important. I am going to choose to trust you, but because I trust myself so much, even if you break my trust, I know that I'm gonna be able to leave. And so you jump into relationships not caring about whether if I'm gonna get cheated or not, are they lusting over someone else, or are they gonna do something to hurt me? No, I'm gonna jump into a relationship giving my 100% and being who I am without trying to control you or without trying to check who you're talking with 24/7, because I trust myself that if you do something to break my trust, I'm gonna leave. So there is absolutely no reason as to why I should be worried about being disrespected, because I know that if I'm disrespected, I'm gonna leave. And number three, learn that for relationships to work, for relationships to be healthy, and to be able to have a teamwork, interdependent relationship, fortunately, and as hard as it is, you are going to have to learn how to put your ego down. And this is probably one of the hardest things to do when jumping into relationships. You are going to have to learn how to put your ego down and understand that you're not always going to be wrong, but you're not always going to be right either. And if you don't learn how to put your ego down and you're ego driven, you're going to hurt the other person. You're going to say things that you don't mean. You're going to act in ways that you don't meant to act, again, out of ego and not out of love. Relationships should be based on love, and you should be able to learn and understand that for a relationship to work, you need two different perspectives. You both need to be different and respect the fact that you're both different. You cannot force someone to see things from your perspective, and you cannot be forced to see things from another perspective, but you can learn how to respect each other's perspectives. Learn how to put your ego down. Learn how to, again, maybe not agree, but understand where they're coming from and why they're feeling the way that they're feeling and why scissors are necessary to bring the apple down and why you also need the ladder and why they're both important and why you beat them both to get the apple down and how at the end and on the other side of conflict, you're both going to be eating the apple if you both learn how to put your ego down and allow help and accept that you need each other to get that apple and that it doesn't have to turn into a conflict and it doesn't have to turn into a fight. Sometimes we're gonna have to accept that we're in the wrong. Sometimes we're gonna have to accept that the relationship is worth more than being right or wrong. And sometimes the way that we're gonna build a relationship with ourselves and truly become our best friends and understand how graceful and patient we can be is by putting our ego down. Trust me, it's gonna be hard. It is gonna be hard to apologize. It is gonna be hard to forgive. It is gonna be hard to let things go. But that is the only way that healthy relationships work, is if you learn how to put your ego down, learn how to see things with love and from love, and understand that you are two very different individuals trying to make a relationship work. There shouldn't be right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. There just is in what you both choose to do with what there is. With all of that being said, besties, again, I bring this concept to the table because sometimes we block ourselves from meeting people because we're so independent that we don't want to be hurt. Or we rely a lot on relationships and on people because we think that we can't be happy being independent. And none of those are true. We can't be happy with people and at the same time continue to build a relationship with ourselves. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow me on social media at @mafiansures everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I Miss Me podcast everywhere as well, TikTok, Instagram. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co. $25 hoodies, cheap, comfortable. Literally all of my friends wear it all the time. I have heard no complaints. $25 hoodie going to nonameproject.co. And don't forget that we also have a membership, $10 a month. As soon as you sign up, you receive a no name hoodie. You will have access to an extra episode every single month, PDF guides, challenges, journal prompts, meditations, so much exclusive, extra helpful content for you to grow and to heal. With all of that being said, I love you guys. With love, Mafe.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. lights. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save.